Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Trina, delighted as always to have you back, and I cannot believe that we have now come to the end of our journey, the end of our Master Key to Be Free series. The last 12 months seem to have gone by so quickly, and yet every month you have shared so many gems of wisdom. So thank you for everything that you've given us over the last 12 months. And as we head into December now, what a beautiful theme you have for us for the month of December.
Mm-hmm. And you know, everything, I do keep saying this because I think it's the most important thing to remember, that everything we talked about involves you not judging yourself or your behavior, but simply observing it, because that's when we get to notice how we're feeling, or how, you know, how we're affected by what we believe, or how we're limited by, you know, certain behaviors or habits and things like that. So here we are, we're right in the beginning of the most magical time of the year. And of course, we're all about living magically every day, really. And what I feel at the moment, I don't know about you, Carol, but I feel there's a real kind of sense of jadedness, a kind of even almost a cynicism about things that I feel people are feeling at the moment. You know, last year we were kind of going, okay, we've got to do this for our own good. And this year we're kind of feeling, okay, will it ever end? And
there's,
you know, that sense. But so here's what I want us to do. Be conscious about the absolute presence of wonder at this time of the year. It doesn't have to be religious or spiritual or anything like that. Wonder, believe it or not, you know, the most wonderful time of the year is actually really a primal emotion. It is something that we need to feel, you know, and it's why we kind of stand in awe at a sunset, or, you know, look up at the stars or whatever else. And we really feel something that just connects us for a moment with a most special feeling of being a part of something huge and great and awesome and wonderful. And that's something we need to continue to feel, you know, that life, everything is possible, that there's always hope, that there's a sense that we can, you know, we can look at solutions and possibilities and feel hopeful. And that's really why it is this, you know, wonderful time of the year, because as children, you know, those of us looking back, and there may be children with their own ideas of what Christmas is, but looking back, from my point of view, it was all about the sights and the smell and the sounds and the fact that adults were in good mood and, you know, they were excited about things and, you know, that we were doing different things at school and we were doing different things at home. So it was about doing things out of the ordinary. So really the first step we have to take if we're going to enjoy that sense of wonder and specialness is to begin to look at things as different. And we do have to try and step back. We can get very bored with things being the same way all the time. But the lovely aspect of this is that our brain doesn't know the difference between an experience that it's actually experiencing in the present and something it's remembering, or even something that's happening elsewhere and we're witnessing. For example, if someone scores a goal, we are overjoyed about this, and our brain actually has exactly the same response to it as though we had actually scored that goal. So when we remember how special and wonderful and joyous Christmas was as a child and all the traditions that we try to keep up with, our brain sees that as happening now. That's why we love making it wonderful for kids, you know, because actually what we're doing is reawakening our own sense of wonder and joy.
Is that part of the key then for this month? That, and let's face it, you know, as you said at the start there, a lot of us have become cynical or jaded for obvious reasons, and you can totally understand that. But is one of the keys then to just try and remember how we felt before? Because I know that there'll be people listening at the moment going, you know, Christmas, it's just not doing it for me this year. And I need it more than ever, but I just don't know how to connect.
They need it more than ever, and we all need it more than ever. But you know, the whole thing about that sense of wonder is that instead of it trying to manufacture it and keep doing it, trying to make it happen, the whole point about it is stepping back so that you can actually witness and experience things that are happening, you know, so that you're actually, in doing less, we're more likely to experience more of it. Do you know, there's a wonderful thing I was reading about, you know, the way they think there's a Danish word, hygge, which means, you know, comfort. comfort and cozy and warm fires and friends in and drinking hot chocolate and all those lovely things. It's an atmosphere we create. But the Norwegians have another word for something I think is really a good idea at this time. And it's called friluftsliv. It's friluftsliving. It's getting back to nature simply because we ourselves have this great natural affinity with the environment, with the landscape, with the weather, with the, you know, with the climate. We want to be immersing ourselves in that because that's when we actually experience that. So in a sense, the more we try to do things, we'll say in our home or whatever else, the more we're busying ourselves so that we're disconnected, because the whole point of wonder is to feel magically connected to the greater sense of the world and all the beauty and joy in it. So this friluftsliv, it's not an activity, it's a philosophy, and it's based on experiencing freedom in nature and a spiritual kind of connectedness with the environment around us. So, you know, it's like people who go running into the sea on Christmas Day, let's face it, that has to be friluftsliv.
Are you saying, Trina, that if you're at the moment, if you're thinking, gosh, I really need to clean the house for Christmas, so I've got so-and-so coming, that you, rather than do that, just say, no, actually, I'm just going to go for a walk in the park.
Yeah, I am. I'm saying that. And if somebody needs permission for that, do you know what? I'm hearing you ask that question now, and I'm just thinking of my own house and the windows and my daughter and her partner coming home for Christmas and, you know, all the things that I want to make it special. But I know for a fact, I do know it, and you know it, and those of you listening know it, that our families want us as part of what's going on. Yes. They want our energetic presence there in amongst all the, you know, all the fun and the laughter and the spilled turkey on the floor or whatever. The little things are going to be the important things. So if it means that on Christmas Day, you get wrapped up in your warmest clothes, don't worry about the makeup and the hair done in the hairdressers the day before, and just get out with the kids. You know, another thing, we're not supposed to feed the ducks anymore, but take paper and a pencil and draw them. Draw a tree, get the kids to draw trees, and then come home and stick them on the wall and make that part of the decorations. Just don't judge yourself. This is a really important part of the wonder of Christmas. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging what you think other people are expecting of you. Yeah. And bring your magical, energetic presence into everything you're doing so that people see you bursting out laughing when you hear something funny. They see you crying when someone sings, "Oh, Holy Night." They see you because you're there in the midst of the whole thing. That's if you have family. If you don't have family, there are other ways of doing it. And one of the things I think is really important, that wonderful thing we did as a child, was we wrote a letter to Santa Claus. There is no reason why an adult can't write a beautiful letter to Santa, to God, to Buddha, to their angels, to whoever it is. Write your Santa letter, and in it, tell them all the things that you dream of for yourself, all of the wonderful plans and goals and ambitions that you have for the year ahead, and post it. Have a bit of fun, let your hair down, and on Christmas morning, just stand for a few moments and know that out there in the universe is your wish for yourself for the year to come.
I love that idea. I'm going to do that. I might be sitting here for a week writing it all down. But
absolutely, why not though? Carol, pour yourself a glass of mulled wine, get out your nice pen, light your candles, and write your letter to Santa. And anything that involves you being present in the lives of the people that you love and in your own life. And there are many people celebrate Christmas on their own. Be very present in that. Whatever you do, make sure you're enjoying it and you're totally immersed in it. Have fun and make a conscious decision to believe. And just throw yourself into the belief in magic, in elves, in Santa, in Christmas, in reindeers, in all of it. And you know, don't worry what other people think about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that for December. Trina Keane, as always, what a beautiful way now to round up our Master Key to Be Free series. And I cannot thank you enough for all your words of wisdom that you have shared with us over the last 12 months. And I wish you a joyous and magical Christmas season. And I look forward to starting a new series with you again in 2022.
Carol, thank you. And looking forward to that. But a very happy Christmas to you and to your listeners. And thank you so much for all the words that I hear back in the emails and letters, and that is lovely to hear that.
A pleasure.